Hi, everybody. I'm Annie Monaco. I'm a licensed clinical social worker here in Western New York. And I'm going to do a little bit different type of meditation. So I figured out I'm not one of those people that can just sit still and just cross my legs and meditate and it all goes well. Okay. So when I started to really learn about meditation, and I did a lot of sitting, a lot of silent retreats I would go on, things like that. But then I started to realize that meditation and calming your nervous system can occur in different ways. It actually can occur in sound, by making sound, and it can occur in movement. And so two of the things I'm going to teach you today or demonstrate to you via virtual audio here is that if you think about Tibetan monks, okay, and monks do this chanting, if you've ever heard them, it's a low guttural sound and they just chant for hours and it vibrates through their brain and their body. And so that's actually a form of meditation. So that's what I want to start with today is learning how to vibrate your chest, your stomach, your body with sound. Now, before I demonstrate, before I do this, I work with kids. And so kids don't do well either with their legs crossed and just meditating and watching their breath. They need different kind of stuff to get them in the zone. And the zone is this place of just calming your body, maybe feeling peaceful, feeling content. So I always try to teach people that a meditative state is not always happy. It can be happy, but it's more a feeling of content, more a feeling of like, it's okay, I'm all right. And so I do that in a variety of different ways. So one of the things that I do with kids and teens and adults is I teach just vibrating their sound. So hopefully you're willing to do it. Hopefully you're in a place at work right now that you're able to do this. So I just have people hum. Okay. So it's just a humming. And so it could be any type of sound. It could be or Now, when I'm doing this, I typically close my eyes because it makes me concentrate on the vibration in my chest and my stomach better. So hopefully you can do this wherever you're at. And so another one I've learned is called VOO. And so it's V-O-O. And so you go VOO. And so when you do that, try to make it a real low and guttural sound through your body where you can feel it. VOO. And so what I say to people is we're trying to do state change. What does state change mean? State change means that you're changing your mood, you're changing your state of mind, which typically we try to do meditation when we're stressed, right? So you might be irritated about something, you're stressed about something, and you're looking a way to change your state of mind. And so these little things like humming and what you learned yesterday and Monday, they're all little ways to just help us get back to that feeling, getting our nervous system back to a balance. And so what we know about our nervous system is when it's out of balance, that's when bodies can get sick. And so really important to always try to keep this balance in your life, this balance in your body, to just have the immunity to push away possible sickness. And there's been some research recently about injecting people with COVID and then using meditation to see if people would have the symptoms. And you can guess what the results were, is that the people who really were meditating every day, of course, for longer periods of time than just a couple of minutes, were actually able to push away the COVID and not get the strong symptoms that many people have had. And that's very interesting research, right? It's not something your doctor talks about, unfortunately. Maybe some doctors do. But it's something that it's really very well researched about how meditation can be a way to heal. And so I'm going to go to my second one, which I love to do. And I'm in a place that I can do this one. And if, for those of you who have children, and we know that children are stressed out with school, whether it's because it's hybrid or virtual, or they don't want to do homework. But I use this next one a lot with kids and with parents, right? Now kids get resistant to doing this and you'll understand why. It's laughing yoga, but me and the parents will do it. So what's important about laughing yoga is that you stand, and when you're laughing, you're like doubling over. So you're bringing your head down to your legs and you're just laughing loudly. And you're just doing it, you know, for like maybe about 30, 45 seconds. So I'm going to laugh and you might not be able to laugh, but you're going to end up smiling because it's hard to keep a straight face and not laugh when someone else is. So I just do this hearty laugh and I go, Megan, are you laughing? I'm hoping Megan is laughing at me right now. And I hope all of you are laughing.
I am laughing very loudly, for sure.
So it's hard, right? But I just got Megan's system back in balance, right? So if Megan was working with me, she would then be able to start maybe having a conversation about what's bothering her, right? I'm a counselor. So, you know, I'm always trying to get people back in balance so then they could start to look at whatever's bothering them.
I think it opens up the energy too, Annie. I think it opens up the energy between us, especially if we're doing it together.
Yes, yes. And so there's actually, you're really going to laugh now, but there's actually a Laughing Yoga Academy and you could actually get a certificate from it. So if you look it up online, it's a whole course you could take. And it's not just, you could do a hearty laugh like that, but you could do a Santa Claus laugh. I mean, there's lots of different laughs you could do. And so that brings me to another suggestion, you know, other than using this with your children when they're stressed and they're tense, but people can really get their you know, physiology back in balance by watching a comedian or by watching funny shows. There was actually research, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he had an illness and he actually every day watched a funny movie. And he did this, I don't know how many days, I can't remember all the data, but he actually got rid of the illness. And I can't get that story out of my head because I'm like, and it was just because laughing changes your immune system. Okay. It strengthens it. And that's what I was recommending to people during COVID when we were all isolated and not connecting, was that just to get your body and fearful, right? Everybody was in this fear state, and that you're getting your body back in order by watching funny things. I watch dog video. When I'm really stressed out, I just Google funny dog videos and my gosh, you know, I could laugh for hours, right? So those are two ways to do this. And the other thing I want to talk about before I do my last one with you is, so a meditative stance, a meditative heart, a meditative way of being can occur in a lot of different ways. Being in the zone, okay, can come from sports. It can come from cooking and baking, okay? It can come from gardening. So probably some of you are shaking your head, right? Like when you garden, you might feel really good, really in the zone, right? So there's lots of ways to be meditative. You don't always have to be putting something on or trying to follow your breath. There's lots of different ways to do it. There's lots of, you know, so when I work with families, when I work with kids, adults, I'm always exploring what happens in their lives that they enjoy, that makes them calm. And, you know, it could be so many things. I remember working with this police officer, and obviously beyond stressful job, this was prior to everything that's gone on. And he goes, you know, I just like playing the ukulele. And I just was so taken aback, you know, for an officer to say something like that. And that's what he started doing. He started taking lessons. He started meeting with a group. And that's what he was doing after his shifts, just as a way to calm himself back down. So broaden your thinking about meditation. It's not just always listening to something. That can be it, but there's a lot of other ways you could do it. A nice bath, putting candles, music, those are all meditative things. So I'm going to spend my last few minutes doing a more calming, relaxing type meditation. So it's called light stream technique. So if you're able to get in a comfortable place, and if you're able to close your eyes or look down at your desk, this would be the time to do it. And I just want you to think of something mildly upsetting. If you're at work, that's probably easy to do, right? Something you have to complete, something you have to do, maybe your boss upset you, whatever it is, something small. Okay, and just for a moment with your eyes down to your desk or your eyes closed, just want you for a few seconds to think about that, to think about what I call that distressing feeling. For kids, I say a yucky feeling. So just concentrate on that distressing, yucky feeling in your body. And, you know, we all have feelings in our body when we have something that's upsetting us. For me, I normally feel it in my shoulders, but I could also feel it in my stomach if it's really upsetting me. Okay. So just notice where you're feeling this distressing feeling in your body. And if this feeling had a shape, what would it be? You could just say it to yourself. And if this distressing feeling had a size, what would that be? If it had a color, what would it be? Just notice if there's texture, temperature, sound, right? And now I want you to think of your favorite color. It's your favorite color that you might associate with healing. And with kids, I'll say, which of your favorite colors makes you feel better? So I want you to imagine that this favorite colored light is coming in through the top of your head. We're going to pretend that the source of this light is coming from the universe or the skies above. And guess what? This favorite colored light is unlimited. All you want and need. And the more you use, the more you have available. So this light is coming in through the top of your head. It's warm. It's gentle. It's relaxing. It's a very soft light. It's kind. Just allow the light to come in very slowly, easily, gently. Let it fill your entire head, neck, and shoulders. It feels calming and relaxing and peaceful. You might notice that you're breathing easier and at a slower rate, which means your body's getting back into balance. And as this light comes in very slowly and easily, and it starts to descend down your body, allow it to direct itself at that shape in your body. So the light, your favorite healing light, is coming at this distressing shape, and it's permeating it, it's resonating, it's vibrating it in and around it. So as that's happening, as this light is going at that distressing shape, just notice, notice what you feel. Notice what happens to the shape. So continue to allow this light to descend through your neck, into your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands, and pushing out all the distressing stuff out your fingertips. And as it comes into the trunk of your body, it's coming in very easily and gently. Just let it come in and descend into your legs, streaming down your legs and flowing out your feet. And as it flows out your feet, it's pushing all the distressing, yucky feelings of that shape. Let the stress and tension just release out your fingertips, out your toes. And as it's leaving your body, just notice how you feel and allow the calmness and relaxation to set in. And if you can, notice what happened to that shape, that size, that color. And now just very slowly and gently start to open your eyes and come back to the world in just a very stronger, calmer state. You've done state change. You're able to calm yourself, even if it's not totally, you were able to calm yourself a little bit. And that's why I recommend, if you're able, to do a longer meditation in the morning before you start your day, but also having these mini breaks. I have one gentleman I work with, very stressful job. He goes out to his car and he puts on a 5-minute meditation and listens to it in the car. It just keeps him a little bit calmer with his job, clearer, and he's able to push away some of the distressing events that have happened during that day. I don't think we were meant to just work 9 to 5 without taking breaks. And it's not always a coffee break, although that's fine too. But it's more just a going internal and connecting with yourself inside to be able to regulate yourself so you have the kind of day that you want to have. And so with that, I end, and hoping that I brought you a little bit of relief today and a little bit of just more content feeling.